Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
I want to turn to the PowerPoint now, dear friends, and continuing on this theme, is that, let me know if that's up. Is that up? And I want to talk about gratitude and thankfulness. Jesus said, follow me, thank you at the back there. Jesus said, thank you. In John's Gospel 11, 41 to 42, it says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. And I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. My question today is thankfulness and gratitude, and we're going to very quickly see that they are brother and sister. But there is a vital difference between someone who is thankful and a life of gratitude. And very quickly, when someone does something nice to you, say, thank you, thank you, thank you. But gratitude is a lifestyle. Gratitude is you go in, and I won't bamboozle you with the Greek, but you do your own research. Gratitude has actually got the roots in spirituality. And I've been saying for years, the church do it better. At King's, we were able to get on to work for the Dole schemes under the Liberal government years ago. And we had 25 offices throughout the length and the breadth of the zone, millions and millions of dollars that came through our coppers, you know, our treasure chests back in those days. But I want to say this, and the reason we won the contract, we did it better than the world. And I believe, dear friends, that Christians, if you never get another dime, we should live a life of gratitude. Anyone like to say amen? So the next one, and gratitude is very much part and parcel. Are you following me on the PowerPoint? Oh, you're doing very well. Gratitude is the key element of leadership because gratitude means. And you know, you say, well, I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. You're a husband. You're a wife. You're a sibling. You're part of a family. You're part of workforce. You know this. You may not know this. People are looking at you. They never come up, but you're amazed. You come late, they come late. Leadership, we are called to be leaders. And that's the problem with society, that our parents, they don't realize the power of communication. They don't realize that they are leaders. Biblically, in a time of famine in Egypt, at the time Abraham's faith, and he sojourned down to Egypt. Then years later, there was a time of famine, and his son Isaac goes in the same step until the angel of the Lord stops him. And you see, we are leaders. So I believe, dear friends, we need to have an open heart. We need to have a listening ear. We need to have a listening heart. And we need to have a faith-filled heart. You show me a man, you show me a woman, you show me a church that has an attitude of gratitude. You'll show me people have an open heart, listening. You know, I don't like older people that say, oh, man, it's not like our day. That day's over. Get used to it. You know, the thing that annoys me when I see the next 20 years, that are 30 years, I'm not going to be around. And I think, man, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. You notice, that's for the girls, but you notice, I dye my hair daily. You know, where Paul the Apostle said, I dye daily, I got to dye my hair so I still look young. Sometimes I get up, I almost need a crane to pick me up. I'm going to buy an e-bike because I like biking. And on the Facebook, I was sent 8 years ago. 8 years, I'd bike 30, 40 Ks. Now I look at it and fall off it almost. But I'm trying to go to the gym to build my knees up, but I'm going to buy an e-bike. Is that okay? You see, I believe an open heart, a listening ear, a listening heart, and a faith-filled heart is wonderful. Next one, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be to God who always leads us, let's all say leads us, in triumph. Come on now, in triumph. We're not brought out of the spiritual Egypt to die in the wilderness. Everything God does is to lead us up and on and wider and deeper and leads us not into pessimism, he leads us into triumph. We are being led. The Bible says as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And I want to say the criteria of being a son and daughter of God is to be led. And I've got news for you, sir, madam, we are being led to victory. We go from victory to victory. Paul the Apostle talks about three classes of people. And he talks about, the triumph. I am more than a conqueror. There are three classes of people. Number one, those are under the pressures of life and life is conquering them. The next one are those that are who conquer. But I'm here to tell you that Paul the Apostle said, hey, I'm double plus. I'm more than a conqueror. You see, churches like this have a powerful future because you're having a go for God. Can anyone say amen? But this beautiful scripture, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. We, the Christian church, make the difference. They will mock us. The news media, they will defame us. We have an opponent. We have a devil. I'm doing a very serious study on the reality of demonic power and the devil in the new church in the 21st century. You'd be amazed. The devil does not want you to win. This is not a kindergarten. This is stuff. We wrestle not again. I could tell you story after story where I almost, not literally, wanted to commit suicide over years. But today they go through kings. And people say, wow, 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 wow. I wouldn't like to tell you what our budget is. Man, she's multi millions of dollars. And it's growing. But I want to say this. There's a devil who used to contest us and every... Let me just tell you this. We needed money like it's going out of fashion. And a lady came in. She'd been in our church for a while. And she lent us $250,000. And we said, well, we got a backup from the bank. I thank God for. And she said, oh, you can have it. Don't worry. Somehow she got offended. I don't know what it was. Her husband. From that day, they had a fallout with someone. And they banged on her door through someone else who want the money back. Man, $250,000 back in those days was like $1 million. But we gave it to her in 30 days, and we survived. I want to say this, dear friends. The future is greatly blessed. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. See, folk, gratitude, thankfulness is part of our Christian culture. Hey, you need to thank God you've got a cutting-edge pastor. Skinny, handsome. In fact, when I see Pastor Danny now, I just see those sparkly eyes. You know, he makes me sick. He really does. I've actually lost 19 kgs. You don't know that, but I have. You're a friend for life. The first thing you said, you've lost weight. See, you're a friend. But I work at it. But the point is this. It's more than weight. He's having a go for God. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm in different churches, different nations. I'm booked up already overseas next year, several many times. But I want to say this. I love what's happening in the body of Christ. Listen. Sorry to be intense. We say our day. Did you know that we are seeing the biggest Christian churches emerge in this nation and in New Zealand? Never happened before. Never, ever, ever happened before. My church in Invercargill that I pioneered, great pastor, he had 20,000 people 3 weeks ago funded by the licensing trust, the booze trust, to put on a big event for 2 days. Come on, bring it on. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, if you got it, dear friends. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. I move prophetically, and if I was to say, next Sunday, I'm going to prophesy the will of God to you, this place would be packed. But you don't need a prophecy. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. Now, listen to me. There's a lot of things I'm not thankful for. I'm not thankful for losing two children, a 4.5-month baby boy, girl and a 25-year-old baby, not a baby daughter. I'm not thankful for a lot of things, just loyalty and rubbish in the Christian church. I'm not thankful for lies and deceit. I'm not thankful for my own familiar friend lifting up his heel against me. I'm not thankful for the M1 leaving from Coomera and to go to Robina. If there's an accident, it takes me 48 minutes. I'm not thankful for the haze. I'm not thankful for a lot of things, and neither are you. But the Bible says in everything. There's a big difference. Gratitude comes before God and say, God, it's tough, but I thank you. You see, you go through the Bible. What is praise? Is praise what you did this morning? That's only a little part of it. We jig along. You know, oh, good, I love it. Bring it on. But praise is a lifestyle. Praise is like King David, who's wrestling with God and say, God, spare the child, spare the baby, spare the baby, spare the baby. And even those around about him wouldn't mutter a word because he was a king. He could whip the head off. He can get away with it. And then finally looks at him and he sees something's wrong. He knows the baby's dead. What does he do? He washes himself and he goes into the sanctuary and he worships God. That's gratefulness. Gratefulness. Friends, in the 90s, early 90s, and time doesn't permit me to read everything, but you know that song, With a Grateful Heart. You know that one? It shot out on the charts, the Christian church charts, 500,000 people almost overnight. Our Father, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given Jesus Christ. He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Oh, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He has given Jesus Christ, the Son. And let the weak say, now let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say that I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks with a grateful heart, and so on. Friends, and everything, give thanks. The next one, quickly. Psalm, the pastor referred to this. Psalm 104, enter into his praise with thanksgiving. Did you know there's something about gratefulness? There's something about thankfulness that's a door opener. Do you know it was forbidden by God in the Old Testament to come into the presence of a king or the presence of the Lord sad-hearted, downhearted? They lost their lives many times. Sir, madam, we've got to cultivate of coming daily into His presence, speaking in tongues. That's wonderful. People can fill with the Holy Ghost. You see, hey, come on now. There's more for us than those against us. Now, I'm not saying that life won't be tough. It won't be easy for you, and I think it's exciting that you're going to get a home in Coomera, and I want to prophesy down the corridors of the future. It'll be a spin-off for this house and other houses. I'm behind it 120%. I'm encouraging. It's a pastor I'm working with in Helensvale. And he's been renting for years. I said, you've got to put a stake in the ground. You've got to put a stake in the ground. And I'm one of the first that he rings. He says, I got something. He bought some land and he's doing the center. He bought it. He says, and you know, wonderful. Put a stake in the ground. Do you know, I know pastors who are 10 times better than me in Perth and Sydney, have been in their churches 35 years and still renting. Sir, madam, as in the natural, the godly man will have to inherit it for his kids and their kids. And I believe the future will be greatly blessed if you get behind it. Amen? Get behind the vision. And I want to say, in time, talent and treasure. Amen. Take your talent and lay it at the feet of the Lord's people and do something. Time, talent and treasure. You'd be amazed the miracles that happen as we start to focus and say, hey, we want to build a house for God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless his holy name. How are we doing, dear? 3 minutes. Always let me know, dear. You know, that's the best thing since sliced bread. I was over in Thailand, and this is true, 5,000 people in the convention. And back in those days, they had big signs. And they had these big signs, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, shut up. No, it wasn't shut up. time up. But now, and I was back in that church in Thailand, and they had this countdown. I think it's exciting because we pastors, we get excited. You know, I believe we should press a button and let the, you know, someone in the front. It's like this big guy in Jakarta. This is a true story. He was 10 times bigger than me almost, and he was bouncing around on the stage, and he disappeared. He broke the baptistry. He went down. I was in Jakarta in a church called Abba Love, massive big church over there, and they had two pedals for the did a lot of church was 20,000, and they had two steps, pedals. And one was, the pulpit went up, the other one went down, and I fiddled around, and I lost my coordination, and it was going up and down. Goodness sake, you have a go. Amen. Thankfulness. I'm so thankful to be a part of the great body of Christ. Can anyone say amen? Sir, madam, your future's blessed. Do what you can and more for this great offering that's to come up. And if you can't understand it, the best thing you can do is pray and say nothing. I've been around church building programs for years. I lost 30 people, all walked out because they said, oh, we don't need a building program. Well, if I'd have listened to them, we would have been looking at our neighbor. It went on and on. Sir, madam, I'm excited for the future. Forward is what it is. You're part of something that's great. And you know, you need to thank God. You've got a guy, Pastor Daniel. He's got vision, talent. He's insightful. And you know, these guys are rare. He's a go-getter. I want to commend you, my Ross and Diane, for taking this house to a level.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.